Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your Thursday, also known as Friday Eve, also known as the evening that the MRL show is going out to Live After Five to party today. We hope you join us.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Let's have some drinks. Let's go crazy. Let's create a reason why we don't show up to work on time.
That's right. Tonight, we'll be out there, Live After Five. Cam Newton called it the best party in the city, and we don't disagree with him. So we'll see you there.
Yes.
Okay, like, we're going now, so bye-bye.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay. I was just reading, you guys were yelling about stuff, and I was just reading Twitter. And it's so funny, because on Saturday, Cinco de Mayo, I was at a bar, and I was having an argument with a girl over the best Madonna song.
That's a conversation?
Because Madonna was playing.
Okay.
And it was Material Girl. And she's like, this is the best Madonna song of all time. Here's the thing, Roy. I wasn't even in on the conversation. She was talking to her friend next to her. And I overheard it while I was at the bar getting a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, ooh, so sorry. Incorrect.
What did you think the correct answer was?
Well, I mean, the right answer is Vogue.
Okay. See, I like Lucky Star. Like, there's so many that I like.
So I put it on Twitter that afternoon. And I'm still getting tweets from it, but now I'm getting tweets from all over the world because I used hashtag Madonna.
Oh,
so now I'm in arguments with Madonna fans all over the world.
Like in New Zealand.
You know. Yeah, let's see. Where did this last one hit me from? Norway.
Norway.
Like, you know, doesn't know who I am. She says, Material Girl, fight me now, Maney. And I go, all right, I'll fight you, Vogue, and Live to Tell. I heard you. Live to Tell is a really good song too.
Yeah, it's not a party song.
It's a slow song though. So I've done both. And somebody else was like Express Yourself. I forgot about that one.
No, they're all so good. That whole like collection album. Ugh.
Papa Don't Preach.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I don't know much about Madonna. I don't really have an egg in this one. Or yeah.
You don't have the best. Everybody needs to have the immaculate. What
collection.
Is it? The Immaculate Collection in their.
You have, you own that?
In their iTunes.
You own that?
Yeah, of course.
Good for you.
My wife and I love Madonna.
Yeah, I don't get down with it.
Don't go for second best, baby.
Which is like breaking so many gay codes for me to not like Madonna.
It really is.
It really is.
Well, you have zero gay stereotypes.
Yeah, that's true. I am, yes.
You are a pioneer amongst the gay community.
That's right. That's me.
I want to get an update on the dog yesterday. Yesterday was your first full day with a dog formerly known as Carmen, who we now are calling Callie.
It's Callie now.
Yeah.
We agreed to Callie.
I want to hear how the whole name change went yesterday. I want to hear.
I think Callie Carmen, I mean, maybe she'll think it's just a shorter version of her name.
Okay, well, I'm just curious if Roy said Callie, if the dog came or looked or just like looked around. Also,
I'm a bit worried about her.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm a little worried about the future.
Okay, we'll get into that. Apparently, there was an emergency last night with the dog already.
Oh, my God.
Really?
Yeah, remember our text chain?
No.
Roy sent it about 9:15 that there was an emergency.
Something didn't sleep last night.
It was a false alarm, but something happened.
Yeah.
Did you get a haircut?
Yeah.
Look at you.
Yeah.
You got the bob.
Mm-hmm. I went a little shorter this time.
Shorter in the back, longer in the front.
Mm-hmm.
Is everything okay?
No.
Oh, boy. That's how you know, people.
All right, we'll be back in just a little bit here. The Maney. How much money did you spend at the vet? Because that's the other thing with the dog. Like,
didn't know that.
Yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You don't realize it, but, you know, like, I couldn't even clip my dog Cash's nails. I was afraid to do that. That's $15 every 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, no, she costed about $350 yesterday at the vet with all the different shots and all the tests they ran. By the way, they're huge fans. I mean, like, the moment I walk in, everyone's like, oh, my God, that's...
Good. Which vet did you go to? You want to say it or no?
Yeah, sure. Long Animal Hospital. It's right here on South Boulevard. I just went to the... there it is. I went to the closest place.
Can you put that by her?
I know. Yeah, it's been gone since we got back.
The plug bell is a must. It protects us from FCC regulations. There you go. Now we're official.
No, but yeah, so I just went to the closest one to my apartment.
Okay, so you called in, you said, hey, I got a new puppy, yeah. I'm bringing her in.
And they all immediately knew her.
That's good. Yeah. And so you changed her name yesterday from Carmen to Callie.
We did.
You did. You and your boyfriend decided.
We were bouncing a bunch of different names, and she's 2 years old, actually. We found out she's two, not three. So that was a thing.
How'd you find that out? What did they do?
Just records and just... counting.
Yeah. So you've added an additional year to, to your lives.
So no, we subtracted one. We subtracted.
Right.
So,
but you have her for an additional year now.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. But no, she...
How'd she react to it?
Well, you know, I don't think she even really responds to Carmen. So, because there's times I'll yell Carmen and there's times I'll yell Carly to see what happens.
Yeah.
I don't think any of it sits. I think it's just if you're high pitch and you're just, you know, looking at her. But no, she took it very well. You know, it's fine. We came up with it because of Grey's Anatomy. And Calliope was an orthopedic surgeon who deals with bones, dogs. You see the connection.
Have fun explaining that at the dog park.
Right.
I think we'll just leave that one alone.
Is Grey's good? I was always thinking about watching that.
Yeah. Well, it's been around for 15 seasons.
Oh, good. I'll have to get into it. And now I'm going to extra pay special attention to Callie.
All the fake conversations.
So, and you'll do nothing.
Is it C-A-L-I?
C-A-L-I, yeah.
Not I-E.
Not I-E. C-A-L-I. Okay. And we went to PetSmart. Didn't know how much that stuff was. I didn't understand how... A doggy bed was $150.
Welcome to the world.
And
bro, I wish I gave you all my stuff, but
I never knew this stuff. And of course, she wanted the big one. I mean, she couldn't go for the small one. She liked the big one.
What'd you do? Put them down and let her sit in them?
Of course. Mm-hmm. I took her shopping. Yeah, man. She picked her out her own leashes and everything.
How is she on the leash? Good?
No, she's not good at all.
Oh, what does that mean?
Well, she's never really had anyone ever walk her. She. Like that, I don't.
So what
think.
Does she do?
Oh, she tries to go anywhere she wants. Like she will dart towards the road.
Don't get the extend the leash thing.
No, we don't.
You
we
need
have,
to have
a,
the short lead.
And you probably
I'll talk
start
to you off
the
air.
Harness.
Yeah, she has a harness on her body, which I couldn't find a good one for at PetSmart, so I might need help finding one.
Okay. Do you band her mouth so that she doesn't nip or bite anybody?
She doesn't
muzzle her.
She doesn't do. That's the issue. So, and I'm a little nervous about this because I signed up. I put an application into Club Fetch, a doggy daycare, and they're pretty picky about the dogs they get. I don't think she's going to make the cut.
Why? Well, like, what was on the application?
Like, your dog has to be playful with other dogs is what the application was really hinting to. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it was like 40 questions about your dog's behavior. But she's kind of timid around other dogs.
So that's good. What they're saying is that's their way of saying aggressive. Like, they don't want an aggressive dog.
Yeah. Like, we even went to the dog park yesterday, and a dog loved her and, like, was running towards her to play. And then she hid and was trying to hide behind me the whole time.
Yeah, it'll come around.
Yeah, maybe she just needs to warm up.
Of course.
Right,
you're changing this dog's entire life.
That's true. But I remember with Finley, Nicole's dog, she seemed fine around Finley. Am I correct?
Finley also wasn't running at full speed to her. So maybe she felt threatened, and her defense mechanism was to hide.
Maybe.
To lay down.
Yeah.
Where'd they meet, Finley and Callie?
Cinco de Popo.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
And she was surrounded by dogs. So when I took her to the dog park, and she was running away to the bushes at one point, I'm not even kidding, I was really taken back by that. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's going to make the application
She'll come around.
Process.
So well, yesterday, the Vet 300 Pet Smart. Let's say two something.
That's cute. Okay.
Okay. And then the apartment says, well, you have a dog now. Now you got to pay the dog deposit. And is that a one-time
fee
or is it yearly?
It's a one-time fee.
Of?
$600.
Oh, my gosh. So you don't ever get that back?
Yeah, no, this dog can't go get a job and pay Roy back.
I paid yesterday. It was really like $1,200 for this dog. And that's not including the adoption fee. And I'm like, oh, you're just costing daddy money today. That's okay.
Well, the adoption fee isn't it a donation? It's a donation.
Yeah, it's a donation. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Good.
But then that moment happened last night. We thought we were going to have to take her to the animal hospital.
Oh, why?
What was the emergency?
We had rotisserie chicken for dinner, and we threw a lot of the rotisserie in the trash can. And, of course, she gets into the trash can, and we can't find the bones.
She probably crushed them.
Yeah. So I'm sure she's fine.
But where were you while she was attacking the garbage can and the bones? Like...
Well,
upstairs
in my one-bedroom apartment.
Yeah. I mean, were you in the garage? Where were you?
I was in the bathroom. We were in the bathroom getting ready for bed, and I thought I heard noises while I was like brushing my teeth, but I was like, oh, she's probably playing.
Yeah. It's so funny, Nicole, watching like somebody who isn't from, like, is, you know, you grew up with a dog, Roy, but you're not used to it lately. So you got to remember to do things like not put the chicken in the garbage can.
I know. It's a whole, I got to readjust myself, which what we used to do up in Virginia, we would just throw the food out in the backyard and the
Then you wonder why the bears would show up.
Right. Now your mom's got a bear problem.
I loved the bears.
I can't imagine why.
Yeah, because the Browns was the best restaurant in town.
Did I ever tell you the latest bear issue we're having? I know we don't have much time, but up in Virginia, my mom has this bear that's getting the freezer and taking it off the porch, opening up the lid, and taking everything out.
Like a full-size freezer.
I mean,
like
it's Yogi the bear. I'm not kidding. He's getting snacks.
Hey, Cindy, what do we have in the bear?
He's so smart, man. He's such a smart bear.
Can I get some ice cream?
Oh, there's some beer in here, too.
I can't wait for Callie to go up to the Blue Ridge Mountains and run
around.
I
know. She's going to love it up there, man. She can just run free.
Well, good for you, Roy. We're very happy. By the way, you guys can go check out the pictures of Roy's new addition, Callie, at the MRL show. Maybe Roy. Loren, before we get into your dirty, it is a little bit about the dirty. Cardi B was on it with Howard yesterday.
Yeah.
And for like an hour and a half. And the interview was really awesome because she doesn't really, you know, do a lot of long form interviews, even when she's on Ellen. And Ellen is a great interviewer, I think.
Yeah.
You know, you're only on for a little bit.
Yeah, and I was really surprised that she was on for an hour and a half.
I mean, I drove home listening to it. I dadded and washed three windows. Then I washed three more. Then three. I'm like, I'm almost done, and it's still going. But so she revealed that she's having a girl. Okay. Are you writing these nuggets down for your dirty?
No, I knew she was having a girl.
Okay, I didn't.
Her sister, we did something in the dirty where her sister had accidentally put it on social media.
Well, she confirmed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Offset's going to name the baby.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do Offset and Cardi B refer to each other as Offset and Cardi B?
No, it's so strange.
At home, they don't.
But she doesn't ever call him by his name either. She always says, like, my dude or...
Yeah, my dude.
Yeah, my guy.
I just imagine a big mansion. Offset, come here.
Cardi B.
Cardi.
Time to do the dishes. Also, she revealed that the beef between her and Nicki Minaj is over. It got squashed at the Met Gala, and there never really was anything. She said a lot of people try and get hip-hop stars to argue with each other through social media, and it gets way out of control.
Wow.
So she never responded until she got face-to-face with Nicki to squash it.
I don't know, if you look at the recent music videos Nicki's been releasing,
mm-hmm.
and it looks like there's some...
And I know that there was
but she says
some
that
things about text messages, and someone in this building was running around with screenshots of a text message.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, Cardi didn't, she didn't go there. She said that she squashed it. It was a misunderstanding, and that they're quote, cool now.
Cool?
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, yeah, good for them.
Yeah, yeah. And the baby's coming soon, and then she's going on tour.
I mean, it does seem like she's taking a lot of Nicki Minaj, and I don't know much about, you know, the artistry and rap stuff, but it does seem like she's kind of taking Nicki's kind of whole thing, rap, the...
Right,
the way she delivers
stole the
her
thunder.
Stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Miley, what's good?
Cardi was good.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Here, I thought I just covered it all.
There
no. Yeah, that's it.
Guess it's over to Lorette now.
The Stern interview covered all of Hollywood.
So we thought that Shawn Mendes and Hailey Baldwin, after being seen at the Met Gala together, were official.
Yes.
Well, it appears that Shawn Mendes still won't call Hailey his girlfriend.
Ooh.
Yeah. Playa, going out on tour, trying to keep that door
open.
They're
just friends.
Okay.
They're just friends that cost $30,000 a ticket and the whole thing.
And occasionally move furniture together.
Yeah.
Katy Perry and Taylor Swift. We told you yesterday that Katy had extended an olive branch, literally, to Taylor and sent a little care package to her Arizona kickoff to her tour. Well, there's reports now that Katy wasn't exactly thrilled that Taylor shared the apology note on social media.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
That she was surprised to see the note plastered all over social media, especially since it was, you know, her taking the blame for everything.
Kick the beef back on.
I get that. She just did it for publicity. It was a publicity stunt. That's all.
Well,
Taylor?
Yeah.
Well, maybe Taylor was just sticking it back at her. Maybe Taylor really wasn't accepting the apology.
Yeah, that's what I mean, if there's still beef between them. And here's the thing. I don't know why you would be mad anyway, because it's just good publicity for you, too.
Yeah.
You know, you look like the bigger person, but you know, that's just me. Kat Von D is pregnant, and she shared that on social media, saying that she's going to be having a little boy.
Okay.
And Prince William, or Prince Harry, excuse me, will not be a wax figure by himself forevermore. Meghan Markle finally got her wax figure next
I
to
saw
his.
That.
Yeah. In London and New York. So if you're hitting those wax museums, you'll be able to see the latest editions.
So now the wedding has to happen. I mean, once you get your wax figure standing next to your significant other, happen now.
I think we're like a week away, so.
What? They used to have Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie stand next to each other. I don't think they do that anymore.
That's true. They just moved them across the. Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston's in between them now.
Oh, that's it. That's it.
Surrounded by all the kids.
Yeah. And that's your dirty for now.
Thanks, Loren. So this is kind of cool. We sent producer Joaquin out on the streets this morning. Yesterday, late in the show, we started a conversation. Roy was talking about how Starbucks has secret menu items. And someone tweeted to us and said a very famous restaurant here that serves breakfast has something called the Coke biscuit.
Yeah, from the guy who worked for Coca-Cola, and he would order that this certain type of biscuit all the time.
Yeah, so we're sending Joaquin over to this place. We'll do it live on the radio, and he's going to say, hey, can I get the Coke biscuit, which isn't on the menu?
So we'll see what they say.
Hopefully they throw him out. Imagine if it's a trap.
What if they give him like a bag of money?
Whoa.
Ooh, like it's a pickup?
Yeah.
Only us.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll talk to Joaquin in about 7 minutes here.
Hey. 185.1.
A diamond every hour. Tomorrow is Diamond Day Friday here on the MRL show. For Mother's Day, we're giving away a diamond every single hour. We would love for you to start listening at 6 a.m. tomorrow morning for your shot to win a diamond. Thanks to Diamonds Direct and the MRL show. Also, head over to kiss951.com right now, and you can sign up to win a diamond. Roy and myself will be out at Diamonds Direct tomorrow starting at 11 a.m. So you can come by South Park, do a little shopping, say hi. We would love that.
Yes.
Hi, producer Joaquin. How are you?
Oh, boy.
Hello.
Can you hear us?
Yeah, he should be able to. Producer Joaquin, are you there?
Yes.
No, oh, there he is.
Oh, there we go.
That's the response we were looking for.
Glad you're here, bud. Yesterday, we were talking on the radio about how, like, some places have secret menus. And Joaquin, someone said that there's a place here in Charlotte that offers a secret menu item. Where are you currently?
I'm currently at Stockyard. It's over by the railroad track, so I guess that's where they get the name.
Stockyard?
Okay.
Stockyard.
Okay. So the story says that if you go in there and you order a Coke biscuit, which is not on the menu, by the way, but if you order a Coke biscuit, that's a Cajun chicken biscuit with an egg.
Yep.
Okay.
Yes.
Love the energy.
All right.
Okay. So,
you know,
well, in all fairness, isn't Joaquin's strong point isn't, you know, being out on the street?
That's fine. That's
He's
fine.
A
we'll
video editor and assistant producer. Okay. All right, Joaquin, why don't you head on in there and take the phone with you and kind of like real secretively be like, hey, I want to order the Coke biscuit. And let's see how they respond, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Whoa. That's a door right there, man.
Yeah.
It's loud in there.
Sure is.
Hi.
Hello. I have to go, please. Yeah, I like the Coke biscuit. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, but you got to be like more. Be like, shh, don't tell anyone.
Make it two.
Two. I don't think he can hear us.
Joaquin.
They, third one without the cheese.
Mm, he's doing a straight order.
Oh, he's getting all of us one?
By the way, if you're at it, I don't want egg on mine. If you're going to go do an order, I don't want any egg.
We could have shared one.
Sir, now that's a Diet Coke biscuit.
Yeah, sir.
You want yours diet, caffeine-free, or Coke Zero?
I'm actually looking for a Sprite biscuit. What's that one?
Joaquin.
Yes.
When you ordered it, did she look at you like you were in a special club, or was it just like another menu item?
Just another menu item.
Mm-hmm. Will you put her on the phone for a minute?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Hello. They'd like to speak to you.
Doesn't introduce who
so
we are.
So strange. I know.
Okay.
Poor girl.
Hey. Hi.
Hi. This is the MRL Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. You are on the radio currently.
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
Megan.
Hi, Megan. How are you?
Good.
So yesterday we were talking about secret menu items, and we found out that you guys have one, and we sent our producer in to order it, but it sounds like it was not that big of a deal. Like,
not to us.
Because does everyone order that biscuit?
Well, everybody from Coke does.
Everybody from Coke does.
So, yep. Like, was it kind of exclusive that we came in and ordered that? Because apparently you didn't really seem too shocked that we knew that that item was on
the menu. She probably
thought
she was getting an order of Coke coming in, and she was like, right. Well, yeah. Where's your truck?
All right. Would you ever put it on the menu?
No, probably not.
No, okay. Now,
I like where this is going, so let's keep asking questions.
I do, too. Let's just bother her. Hey, can you make sure mine doesn't have an egg on it?
Extra egg on it for you.
Don't do that. No extra egg.
For my buddy Roy. Are you familiar with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, Megan?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you familiar with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1 at all, or?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Oh, yay. Good. Okay.
Are you just saying that because you're on the radio?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
We'd accept either answer.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
And the Coke biscuit at Stockyard, everybody. That's where you want to go. And now everybody knows about it.
Remind us again what's on it.
It's a Cajun biscuit, and you can get egg and cheese on it, too.
Look at that. Mm. Called the Coke biscuit.
Do you know yesterday we found out there's something called the T-Rex burger, Megan, that you can get at Wendy's?
T-Rex burger?
Yeah, it's like 9 patties.
By the way, I'm imagining there's a line because it's morning time. It's the big time to get biscuits. And like, we're just talking to Megan.
Yeah. Are you slammed at the counter right now?
Yeah, we're just hanging out.
Oh, you're just hanging out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That well, then everybody needs to go to Stockyard, clearly.
Yeah.
There you go. Plug bell, Loren. Come
there
on.
There you go.
All right, Megan. Thank you so much. Make sure you hook him up and take care of him, and we appreciate it.
All right. Well, y'all have a good day.
You too.
Megan.
Bye.
And if anybody else comes in and orders the Coke biscuit today, we assume that they heard this segment.
Right. Not Coke.
All right. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Megan.
Not Coca-Cola.
Put that boy to work. Make him clean some dishes, okay? All right. Bye, Meg.
Bye.
We're on a Meg basis.
Yeah.
First name.
Yeah. First name, Meg. Yeah.
A Meg basis.
I love that her amount of caution and talking to us was the same amount from our producer, Patrick. That's what I love. That's what I love.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very hesitant
to go do this bit.
Patrick is just very dry. He's just very dry.
Hey, Patrick, buddy, where are you? Hi. At this place? Getting a thing? Should I go now? Are we starting?
It was funny.
There's not even that much urgency.
All right. There you go. The secret menu items across the country and around Charlotte.
Yes.
You can tweet to us and let us know more. And
please.
We'll send Patrick out everywhere.
Why not?
This is a super segment that we are not going to store away in a drawer for another
day.
No,
we're definitely bringing this one back.
At the MRL Show on Instagram, Twitter. Up next, though, a phone slam. What someone found out about their car after they traded in had them freaked out. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Now it's your turn. Good laugh at our friend's expense. Kiss 95.1.
You know, we're in the middle of wedding season, and we have the list of the most annoying guests that will be at your wedding. We'll discuss in 3 minutes. Dirty
looks from your... Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So much things are happening here with the MRL Morning Show. We're excited to bring back Wake Up and Win.
Cha-ching!
Go to kiss95.1.com. Tell us what time you wake up to the MRL Morning Show Monday morning. If we call your name at that time, call us back. You get $500.
And the winning is for you guys here in the Carolinas. Mm-hmm. We love that. And the winning starts Monday morning.
Perfect.
So, Loren.
Yes.
You remember your wedding day.
I sure do.
Did you have to throw anybody out?
On
your wedding day?
No.
Well, sounds like maybe there was an issue because, you know, we're in wedding season.
I had two aunts that drank probably entirely too much. And like my friends were calling them Aunt Slushy. So they probably should have been escorted out, but we were in the middle of nowhere. So they had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
But your aunts were having fun. They weren't like annoying.
Right.
Yeah. Well, these are this is an article that we found in the New York Post in honor of wedding season. These are for those of you that might be getting married or had a wedding where you dealt with an annoying guest. This is what you have to look forward to this wedding season. How about the guest who, while you're standing up at the altar or wherever you are having your ceremony, comes in late and is very distracting to the point where the attention is taken off of you two up on the in front of the congregation, and everybody has to look back.
Oh, that's bad. That's
super annoying.
Yeah.
If there's one thing in your life that you should not be late to, it's somebody else's wedding. And I've done it before, and you just stand in the back then. Like, don't try to find a seat and be loud and, you know.
Sneak in.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. Who annoyed you at your wedding? And bonus points if you had to throw somebody out of your wedding. That's a story we would love to hear. Can you imagine how bad you have to be?
To be thrown out?
Of a celebration where like they're like, hey, we brought a DJ in. We have alcohol. It's a party. Like, who crosses that line? Not even me. And I go to a lot of weddings.
I'm sure it happens all the time, though.
704-570-9595. Let producer Nicole know if you guys threw somebody out of a wedding or were annoyed by somebody. How about the person who loses the invitation and then hits the bride up the week of the wedding and is like, can I have all the details again? I've lost all the info.
You don't know anybody else going to that wedding. You probably could have called and said, hey, can you send me a screenshot of your invitation?
The bride's not trying to do that on her wedding week, right?
There is so much going on that week. We ain't got time for that.
How annoying is it when you go to a wedding and someone else is wearing white?
That's like the biggest no-no. I didn't think anyone does that.
According to the Post, some brides have even reported their family doing this, and it's just a big no-no. Let the bride have her day at her wedding and be the only one in white.
Some people think that there's like some new rule where you can wear off-white or a dress that is white and another color.
Cream.
Yeah. I just, out of respect for the bride, I say stay away from it.
Yeah, I agree. And then, like, this is kind of a two-in-one, but it's like a plus one doesn't mean your whole crew, and no kids means no kids.
Yeah.
We did a no-kid reception.
You know, we did a no-kid wedding, and people still brought their kids.
So you dealt with an annoying person at the wedding. Did you suspect that this person was going to do that?
We had set up for babysitters because there was no way that they were coming if they couldn't bring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I was lucky enough to have friends who make enough money that they brought their nannies with them.
That's cool.
You know? So that was really fun. Cool.
Let's bring in Lauren from South Carolina. Lauren, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are y'all?
We're doing really well. Who annoyed you at your wedding?
So I don't know if this counts, but it should. It was not the actual wedding ceremony, thank God. But it was the day before, the night before when we had our dinner. Uh-huh. And I got married up in the mountains, actually Maggie Valley, and my dad rented this humongous cabin, and we all stayed in the cabin. And my husband's brother, so my brother-in-law now, who is really crazy, like, thank God my husband is, like, nowhere near like him. But we were all, you know, having a few drinks and, you know, having a good time. And my brother-in-law freaks out about a butterfly and pulls out his gun to shoot the butterfly. I'm freaking out because my dad's eyes got like the size of freaking Mercury. And it was like, oh my God, I was so embarrassed. And I was like,
bang, butterfly, my husband, bam, bam, bam,
he
bam.
He was going to shoot a butterfly.
Oh my gosh, that's a wedding I want to be at.
Thanks, Lauren.
Watch from afar.
And can you hit a butterfly, Roy? I'm not much of a shot.
No,
but
you can't.
No.
No. Okay. Amber and Charlotte, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good morning. So who annoyed you at your wedding?
So the day of our wedding, my husband had a little kind of fun before the wedding. They played basketball and just kind of hung out. And two of my husband's groomsmen left early to go pick up their wives from the mall, which annoyed my husband because he's like, just have them get an Uber back. And then come to find out, we were like 25 minutes into our ceremony, and our day of coordinator would not let those same wives in because they showed up late. So when we opened the doors from the ceremony to go outside and take pictures, they both were just standing there because they were 25 minutes late to my ceremony.
So annoying.
Wow. Oh,
thanks, Amber.
Like, you know, hey, it's not your day. This isn't about you.
You know, I've had, you know, I run a wedding business, and there was an issue with the coordinator and the mom. And it was a tough issue because evidently mom paid for the bill, but it was her daughter's wedding. Mm-hmm. And what she was wanting was different from what her daughter wanted.
Oh,
do you see the issue?
On the wedding day.
Yeah. Do you see the issue?
So Yes. You got told one thing from her and another thing from the daughter.
Oh, it was a whole mess. Everybody was like, you do this, you do that. And there was no clear picture. So finally, there was like this eruption back. I don't want to say backstage, but back out of the ceremony. Between the mom and the daughter saying pretty much, if you can't sit down and enjoy it like the rest, like we're paying people to coordinate. If you can't enjoy it, leave.
Yeah.
It was this whole dramatic
blow-off. So as somebody in business in the wedding field now, who do you listen to at that point? The bride, because it's her day, or the person
whoever contracted me is who I listen to.
Oh.
So I listened to what the bride said. I didn't get contracted by the coordinator.
Okay. I gotcha.
But so I went to the bride, and I'm like, hey, we're getting all these conflicting things.
That's smart.
I want to let you know that I hate to do this to you, but there's issues.
Yeah. And then, that sucks to have to do that to the bride
on her
day. I know,
but it was bad. It was very bad.
You're right.
But it was all because the mom had a totally different vision.
Mm.
And like, she was ready to throw her own mom out of her own wedding.
Oh my gosh. Anonymous in Charlotte.
Hey guys. A girlfriend of mine got so drunk at my wedding that she was chasing my mother around the dance floor, spanking her, and then she ended up tripping me, and I fell to the ground in my wedding dress, and she ripped my entire train and buckle off my dress.
How mad were you?
Well, we haven't really spoken since then.
Yeah.
In about 16 years. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That stinks, Anonymous. And she's so embarrassed.
Did she ever apologize? Nothing?
I don't know. Never talked to her.
Huh.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you say after that? Like,
somebody's
wedding.
Is that on video and stuff?
We hope.
I don't know. I don't think so. Yeah. But, I mean, it wasn't that awful. We laughed it off.
Yeah, so, it was just a party got out of control.
You don't ever do anything like that to the bride.
Yeah.
Thank you. Even when I dance, I'm like careful at a wedding to not bump into the bride. You're very careful with her. One more.
Zach in Gastonia, welcome to the MRL Morning Show.
Hey.
Hey, buddy, real quick. You had to throw out some relatives?
Yes, my two grandparents and my two uncles, on top of the fact that my wife's whole side of the family didn't come, minus her dad, mom, and sister.
So who else was there?
No one, the DJ.
my side of the family,
okay.
Which was slim pickings.
What did the grandparents and the uncles do, Zach?
They got wasted drunk and was stumbling all over the place. And then whenever they said, does anybody have a problem with anybody getting married, somebody didn't say they had a problem with it, but they started to say something, and then I looked at my dad and my step-grandfather, and they escorted him out at that point.
Wow. Thanks, Zach. The drama.
They weren't supposed to say that anymore.
I've been to so many weddings, and it's definitely phased out.
Yeah.
It's definitely phased out. Yeah.
Speak now or forever hold your peace.
Have I ever shared the story about how Amanda and I, on the wedding day, did something in the hotel where everyone was getting ready, including the bride, to the point where the fire department had to come?
Oh, no.
What did you do?
True story. All right, I'll share that with you guys coming up in 5 minutes. You got to hear it.
Up to 40% off select PCs with 8th Gen Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor today.
So I tried to call my wife to get her to come on and tell the story with me, but I guess she's busy with Dean or whatnot. But we got invited to go to a wedding in Long Island, and Amanda and I had been dating for probably a year. So we went from Memphis. We were living in Memphis at the time, flew to go to the wedding in Long Island, New York, and we stayed at a friend's house in New Jersey. Then we all took the subway out to Long Island. So we had to bring like the suit, her wedding dress, all that stuff to the, you know, on the subway. And it got like moved around and stuff. Well, we got everything out of the package, and it was like really wrinkled. And Amanda didn't have a steamer or anything, so she's like, here's what I'm going to do. Just give me everything when we get to the hotel. I'll turn on the hot water, and we'll steam up the bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we get to the hotel. Everybody's staying there. The wedding party. And it's like 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock ceremony. And 3 o'clock, we turn on the hot water. And next thing you know, an alarm starts going off. Not just in our room, but in the whole hotel.
Oh, no.
Did you flood the bathroom?
No, but there's a heat sensor in the hotel.
A heat sensor?
Yes. So if the bathroom gets too hot, in other words, the fire detector not only was a smoke detector, but it was a heat sensor.
Oh.
So we made it so hot in the bathroom that the heat sensor goes off. So all of a sudden you hear like, That goes on for about 15 minutes. There's a knock at our door. It's the janitor.
Were you in your room at that point that the alarm was going on?
Yeah. Yeah, we were in the room. Like, we were there, you know, steaming everything.
Yeah.
So the janitor comes in.
No, he didn't evacuate us.
He goes.
Well, I just, like, everyone what's else your is reaction at that point? Yeah. Like, clearly you would shut it off.
Yeah, I guess.
He's still steaming.
Yeah.
I guess they came to us pretty quick, so we knew we were the cause of it. Mm-hmm. There was no question that it wasn't us.
No, okay.
Except everybody else in the hotel, including the half-dressed bride who's getting her hair done, is out in the parking lot now evacuating the hotel. So the janitor comes and the maintenance guy, he's like, we're like, can't you just reset it? He goes, no, at this point, the fire department's got to come. It goes directly to them.
Oh, my gosh.
With that, Amanda dolls herself all up because she knows the fire department's coming to our room.
I would do the same.
I'm sure that's why she did. That's not why she got all dolled up. She knew the fire department was coming, and she wasn't going to have time to get ready when they left.
So the fire department comes, like four trucks, two guys walk in, and they reset the thing. And all you hear on, like, the bus ride from the hotel to the ceremony is, like, what happened? Who was it?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that really ruins a bride's wedding day. So we never said anything.
Nobody ever knew it was
you? Not exactly. Old Maney gets all liquored up at the reception and starts telling people that it was us because I found it funny, you know?
Of course you did.
Sink ships.
Yeah, yeah. And I don't think the bride was thrilled with us, but our suits and dress look great, though.
Awesome. Do you still talk to the bride?
Yeah, I'm more friends with the groom anyway. I was friends with him.
Oh, I'm sure he thought it was hilarious.
And he got a mouthful, too, when she figured it out. You were not hanging out with him.
Yeah. So
bad influence.
And then at one point, the groom goes, Maney, we got to turn it up on the dance floor. And Amanda's like, you're too turnt. You got to bring it down a little. So I'm sure the bride, you know, was excited about that, too.
Yeah, I gotcha.
All right, Lauren, you ready to jump into the dirty real quick now?
Sure.
All right, let's go.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lauren. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Hey, did you guys know that Celine Dion's son wants to follow in her footsteps? He's 17, and I say follow into her footsteps in a little different manner. He wants to be a rapper.
Hmm.
Yeah. Rene Charles is better known as Big Tip. And
Big Tip.
He's been on The Weeknd's remixes of Sidewalks and Loft Music. So he's looking to expand his music career. I guess he's got a shot. I mean, his mom's got all that money. His dad was a big producer, you know?
You got to do a song with your mom, though.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be strange.
And
somebody
Cardi
rapping
B.
on a on
Celine
a Celine Dion.
Dion. Big Tip and Cardi B.
Yeah. So everybody is going out and seeing Avengers right now. Well, the original Iron Man suit that Robert Downey Jr. wore in the 2008 movie is missing. It was at a prop storage facility in L.A., and the workers reported it missing and think that it went stolen sometime between February and April of this year.
Whoa.
Now, the suit itself is worth $325,000. This is considered a burglary.
It's like the car in the Fast and Furious that guy sold, traded into the dealership.
Yep. Wonderful phone slam that we'll have for you later on the show.
And Taylor Swift, she's kicking off her tour with Camila Cabello and Charlie XCX, who both joined her on stage this week for Shake It Off. I won't play you that audio because it's not fantastic. But know that if you're going to see Taylor on the road, you will hear the three of them together, and you will also hear a Kim Kardashian reference in her show before she sings Long Live. She talks about somebody who called her a snake on social media.
That's what life is about.
Little jab at Kim there.
Her whole entire set is snakes.
Well,
throughout
the
entire
whole
concert.
Reputation album mm-hmm. is kind of revolved around.
The set's
so.
Got a giant cobra on
mm-hmm.
it. And by the way, it's always rough when you're the first stop on a tour.
Yeah?
Yeah, because you're still working out all the kinks and
yeah.
stuff. So Glendale, Arizona was her first stop. And yeah, it's cool because you're the first ones to see it. You also hear from musicians that we speak with and interview. They're like, I feel comfortable by about the fifth or sixth show is when mm-hmm. we're all, you know, as much as you rehearse, once yeah. you go live, it's when you're real, you know.
I feel like she's such a performer, though. I mean, I don't think it would take long for Taylor Swift to get into the rhythm.
Yeah.
I would say a weekend. She's probably firing at all pistons.
Sure.
Yeah. Rob Lowe, he joined Ellen and said that he would prefer to be on the road than at home sleeping next to his wife. Here's why.
Nice. I sleep better on the road because I'm not with my wife. I mean, I love her enough to speak the truth. She's obsessed with playing Family Feud till 5 and 6 in the morning on the iPad and wakes me up like, honey, quick, name 5 foods that are gross.
Wow. He's been like directing movies now. It's mm-hmm. like his thing.
Yeah. Oh, geez. If I heard that at 5 a.m.
Just her opening up the iPad.
Honey, what's one thing a woman says to her husband on her wedding night? Go. What? That's it. I'm going on the road.
It's like going to take you a minute to even wrap your head around that.
Yeah.
Anyway, coming up in the 8:30 Dirty, I'll tell you why that whole feud between Katy Perry and Taylor Swift that we thought was over may not be. And don't forget, this Friday, we are turning it into Diamonds Day. Thanks to our friends at Diamonds Direct, we'll be giving away a diamond every hour on our show.
Ooh, fantastic. Thank you so much, Loren. Let's play Can't Beat Loren. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Ring it.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Lorenz, sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts on Kiss 95.1.
Avery, welcome to the Manny, Rory, and Lorenz morning show.
Hi, how are you guys?
Hey, we're great. You're playing Can't Beat Lorenz today.
Oh, I'm excited. I've played once, but I couldn't beat you.
How many did you get right the first time?
4 out of 5. Paula Patton got me on the last question.
All right. Ooh. Let's see how you do today.
Okay. Get out of the studio, Loren.
I'm going.
What was going on in the world that we even brought up Paula Patton, I wonder?
I don't know.
who's her ex-husband?
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
We must have been short on questions that day.
Loren has left the studio. We are on Facebook Live. If you look up Kiss 95.1, you can see that she's out of the studio. So only we can hear the question.
Actually, one of our favorite people who listens to the show, Michelle from Waxhaw, is in the studio. Michelle, you can actually attest that Loren's gone, right? Just yell yes.
Yes, she is.
See?
Yes.
A fellow Waxhawian.
Yes, we Haws stay together. Here we go. Avery in Rock Hill. 13 Reasons Why released the official trailer for the show's second season the other day. What streaming service produces the show?
Oh, goodness. I should have reviewed these.
Three.
Netflix.
Okay, Netflix. Not a bad guess. Emma Stone and Justin Theroux are sparking rumors after arriving and leaving Rihanna's Met Ball party together this week. What actress did Theroux recently split from?
Jennifer Aniston.
Kylie Jenner's makeup line, Kylie Cosmetics, released a new momager line. Who is Kylie's momager?
Kris Jenner.
Question number 4. Jada Pinkett Smith had an emotional conversation with her current husband's first wife on her new Facebook Watch series, Red Table Talk. I gotta see that.
I know.
What a cool conversation. Now wife talking to ex-wife. Who is Jada's husband?
Will Smith.
Survivor's been renewed yet again. This will be season 37. Who has hosted all 37 seasons?
Oh, no. I have no idea on that one.
All right. Come on in, Loren. Got to know that. 37 seasons. Come on.
All right. Avery got 4 correct.
Okay. Well, something bit you again, huh?
Yes, it did.
All right.
Question number 1. 13 Reasons Why released the official trailer for the show's second season the other day. What streaming show produces it? What streaming service produces that show?
I don't know if it's Netflix or YouTube Red. Netflix.
All right. That is 1-1.
It's the easy question.
Oh,
I sat here and I go, I don't know if that's easy. Nicole and Roy are like, it's easy.
I don't think that's easy.
Michelle, our friend who's watching this, said, what's the streaming service? Okay. Question two. Emma Stone and Justin Theroux are sparking rumors after arriving and leaving Rihanna's Met Ball. Together. They left together this week. What actress did Theroux recently split from?
Jennifer Aniston.
You got it. 2-2.
And Kylie Jenner's makeup line, Kylie Cosmetics, released a new momager line. Who is Kylie's momager?
Kris Jenner.
3-3.
Jada Pinkett Smith had an emotional conversation with her current husband's first wife on her new Facebook watch series called Red Table Talk. Who is Jada's husband?
Will Smith.
That is correct. 4-4.
And Survivor has been renewed yet again.
Mm-hmm.
This time, it's the 37th season. Who has hosted all 37 seasons? Who is the host of Survivor?
I thought you tried out for them.
I did, and I can't remember the guy's name. Oh, gosh.
Three,
no, and I was Amazing
two,
Race, not Survivor.
Amazing Race.
Chris.
Incorrect. And before Roy, you give the answer because Avery also got it wrong. Michelle from Waxhaw, who is the host of Survivor?
Yeah.
Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst?
Yeah, I would have known that.
Jeff Probst.
Probst? Probst.
Oh, he has a strange name. He should probably change that for TV.
So obviously
Roy,
you didn't know it either.
Just because you changed your dog's name doesn't mean you can start going around changing
your
name.
Everybody has TV names.
That's not a thing.
Jeff Probst was the answer we're looking for. Final score.
4-4. It's a tie.
Oh, Avery.
That last question is out of nowhere. You always get into the last question.
I know.
All right, what about
one.
This question? This was the original and I changed it. What network does it run on?
Network questions.
ABC?
No.
CBS?
CBS.
Yeah. By the way, where I think it's been for the past 37 years, too.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ever left the network.
Jeff Probst's publicist is on the phone. He says he's quitting his job.
That show should go somewhere. All right.
Avery, tell her what she wants to hear.
Okay, my name's Avery from Rock Hill, and I can't beat Loren, but I sure can tire.
You can, Avery. A little closer each time.
Yes, I am. Well, have a great day.
You too.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
War of the Roses. We are the morning show known for making Charlotte safe to date. We have Tiffany, who is coming back on the show. I don't know if you guys remember Tiffany. She bailed out a couple weeks ago.
We'll play a little clip of it coming up here in just about 5 minutes. So for those of you that missed last Thursday's war, but Tiffany just midway through goes, you know what, guys, I don't want to do this, and bailed off. She got back in touch with producer Nicole earlier this week and said she definitely needs to do it based on something else that happened between her boyfriend and the best friend.
Okay.
What do you want from us? We've got to do it now.
Okay. We'll do War of the Roses. Also, your chance to win $1,000 with the KISS cash code. It all starts coming up here in about 5 minutes.
You got to get...
Kind of had cold feet last week, so now you're ready to call Paul.
I'm actually wondering if we could do something a little different. And
now
call,
what?
Like what?
Yeah, what can we do?
Call my friend Jamie instead.
So you can hang up 5 seconds in?
Yeah, be like, sorry, I don't want to call Jamie at this point.
Wait, why do you think calling Jamie is the play?
Because I don't know. I don't want Paul to be mad at me if he's not cheating. And so I don't want to have to deal with that in my relationship. And so I figured if we call Jamie, then... and she sends him the roses, then I'll know it's official. But if she doesn't send him the roses, then I won't ruin my relationship.
But you don't think Jamie's going to tell him regardless?
Well, she's not. Well, I mean, if they're cheating, then they're cheating. And then he gets the relationship's ruined anyway. But if they're not cheating, then she wouldn't know that I set her up, right?
Okay. So is there anything new in the last week and a half since we spoke with you that would make us think that we need to call Paul?
Yeah, and that's why I decided to just go for it and call back. And I apologize again for last week.
Okay.
So Jamie's car broke down, and Paul was like, you know, I don't want her to be unsafe, and I'll go get her. And then I didn't hear from him. That was like around like 6:30 on her way home from work, and then. I didn't hear from him till 12, and he texted me, I'm home.
And you think that's a little, that is a little long to be helping someone on the side of the road. There's no doubt.
And to be like non-communicado, just like totally.
Okay.
Sure.
All right. Anyone else just dying to get to this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think we need to hear any more before she changes her mind. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and dial her up now. Okay.
Right.
This is Jamie.
Hey, Jamie. My name's Kelsey. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We're an online gift company, and I have your name and number here as the winner of a romantic package on our Instagram tag contest. Congratulations. One of your friends tagged you on our post, and we randomly selected you.
That's kind of awesome. I mean, this is kind of, I just won another thing at work, so it's like, this is a good day for me.
Oh, yeah, true lucky day.
Like a lottery ticket.
Mm-hmm. So, Jamie, do you have someone in mind that you'd like to share this package with?
Yeah.
Who can I call next and tell that you're going to be sharing it with?
So it's like a...
kind of a date night.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cute. Okay. What do you need from me for
That person's name that you'd like to share it with.
Oh, okay. So, put Paul on it.
Okay. So I'll call Paul next and I'll get his information from you in a moment. What would you like us to tell Paul? Think of it as a virtual note.
Just say like, my knight in shining armor. And then go LOL. And then love ya, I think. That's good. My knight in shining armor, LOL, love ya.
What part of that's funny with the shining armor?
What? Hello?
The shining armor? Like, how's that funny?
Do you like dating another person's boyfriend or...
Jamie, what? Those other voices that you're hearing are Mani and Roy. My name is Loren, not Kelsey, and you are on War of the Roses on the Mani, Roy, and Loren morning show.
I have a fear that we lost Tiffany.
No, I'm here. I'm on the radio. Know what to say.
Talk to your so-called best friend, Jamie. Jamie, she heard everything, what you just said about Paul, her boyfriend, so go ahead.
What's happening is that you admitted that you were in love or dating or whatever with my boyfriend.
Paul and I have been hanging out. He spends more time with me than he does with you.
Whoa.
You know, like, you,
so
whatever.
That means it's
that's
okay?
Between you guys. I don't know. They called with
that's
like a
justification?
It's like a date that's thing. I don't know. Whatever. I don't know.
Okay, let's get to the bottom of this. Are you dating Paul? Is that happening?
We're not really dating. We're hanging out.
You
we're
sleeping with
out.
Paul?
I don't know.
Have you hooked up with them? Have you kissed them? Have you been romantic? Anything that would make your friend Tiffany hate you?
I don't have to answer. I don't know who you are, and I don't have to answer your question.
Well, that's pretty incriminating. Yeah. I don't know why you just wouldn't answer the question
if
there's nothing going on.
No, you would just. If the answer was no, you would just say no.
Right.
Absolutely not. It's my boyfriend. You whore. I cannot believe that.
Okay. All right. Well, I don't need to take this. I don't know. You need to talk to him. You deal with him. Like, I'm out of it.
Well, clearly, I am going to talk to him, clearly, and not talk to you ever again, you stupid. I can't believe that.
Okay.
All right. All right. I mean, that's fair. Tiffany has the right to be angry. I'm not going to defend you at all, Jamie, for the name calling that she's telling you. I mean, that's pretty low. How long have you two been friends? How many years?
For 10 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's
a
nice.
Long time.
And so you found the one guy you found was her boyfriend. That's who. And he's not.
Sometimes you just meet somebody, okay? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just, like, it happens.
And continue to hook up with them behind your best friend's back? Oh, yes.
Well, I didn't plan how anything. You know what? Talk to him. Figure it out. I'm out of this.
Think your mate is messing around? Let's do War of the Roses. Email us, mornings@kiss951.com. The TV show, Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss95.1.
You just heard War of the Roses with Tiffany, who was on last week and then kind of bailed out midway through because she didn't want to do it. She's like, you know what? I'm just don't want to get involved in it. But then something happened between her boyfriend and her best friend where he went to pick her up after her car. I guess her car didn't break down at all is what I'm gathering from this.
Oh, you don't think so?
I don't think so. I think the whole thing is just those two hooking up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gave her every opportunity to send it to somebody else and
right.
She sent it to Tiffany's boyfriend. Jamie did. The best friend. And then, by the way, if you didn't hear it, Roy, well, it'll go up on the podcast.
Yeah,
this
it's
war,
up on the podcast, yeah.
So you can go listen to it, Tiffany. But somebody tweeted to us. Heather sent a tweet to at the MRL show and said she should keep the best friend and lose him. Trust me, I've been through this.
I say lose both of them.
Well, you know, I had a best friend of mine who my girlfriend cheated on me with him.
And are you still friends?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, we made through that. Yes.
And that's where we should take this. And we want your phone calls because I know that Tiffany's still listening. And maybe Tiffany needs to hear from someone who was in a relationship, got cheated on by the best friend, but didn't end the friendship for one reason or another. And you know what the truth is? And I can kind of see what Heather's saying here. You know what? Best friends are hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just playing devil's advocate, but I'm no way saying that, Jamie, we said it in the War of the Roses. Of all the fish in the sea, Jamie, you had to go after hers.
You're right.
Right?
See, but I see it differently. Like, I see, like, best friends aren't hard to find, but I also don't want a best friend like that.
That's true.
In my heart of hearts, will never truly trust again.
But I think what Heather's saying in the long run, if Tiffany and this guy weren't going to, and by the way, Nicole, will you go tell Power 98 to turn the music down, please?
I'm begging incognito. call Power 98 Studio. Can we call them up? What's their studio line?
I'm going to call Leezy right now.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, everybody.
We're trying to talk, but I honest to God, I couldn't.
Who is that? Incog over there?
It's Incognito, their producer. But I couldn't hear what you were saying. There's my chair's vibrating.
Hey, Leezy.
What up?
You're live on the radio, bud. How are you?
What's up, brother?
Hey, will you tell Incog to turn the music down in that prod studio?
Is rattling your studio?
Yeah.
Bro, we're trying to talk about A War of the Roses, and I got a beat. I can't even tell you what song it is.
And by the way, he has headphones.
We over here jamming at Power 98, bro.
he has headphones on. How come he's not using them?
Hey, we're just your neighbors complaining about the music.
hey, you neighbors. Get off my lawn!
Don't make us call the landlord.
Hang on the wall. Tell them, all right, bye, Leezy.
Bye.
Love you, buddy. There's No Limit Larry from Power 98.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's see if it's going to go down.
Now the mic
over there. I hear Leezy yelling at him through the door now.
Let's see if they can. Do you hear that?
Lorraine, go make sure it's getting taken care of.
Oh, no, he's in the studio.
Yeah. Go in there and make sure it's being handled. All right, we're good?
We're good.
All right. Hey, thanks, Larry!
Whole pandemonium.
Oh, my
just
gosh,
occurred.
The nonsense.
Yeah, you're trying to talk to me. And listen, I love our neighbors. I do. It's just my whole chair was vibrating. I couldn't think. Yeah. That's what's going to the next room of us.
That's nice compared to what we
And, you know, and what I was actually doing was, like, trying to listen to the beat to see if I even understood the song. I'm like, what song is that?
That's why it's distracting.
Yeah.
It's not, like, just something that you hear and you know the song
right.
in the background.
It's now like, it's like a weird,
out.
It's and a beat that goes like, bup, 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 bup. I mean,
we are going to talk to you guys on the hold. But what's even stranger is Incognito, who we love, DJ Incognito, who works over there, has his headphones on and keeps the monitor up. So he's got the headphones on and the monitor speakers. It would be like wearing your buds in the car and then juicing up the radio in the car. What's the point?
It's awesome. It does sound like a party over there, though. We should probably do something like that.
Yeah, right.
Should we bring some beer and head over?
I know. We need a mixed DJ or something. This is Christina and Charlotte. Christina, you're on the MRL Morning Show. We're just reeling in from that War of the Roses. What would you like to say?
I'd like to say ditch the best friend, because I had a very similar situation. My best friend was messing around with my ex-husband, and I decided to forgive her. Later down the road, we became best friends again, and she wound up sleeping with my current boyfriend at the time.
That's the thing. You're never going to truly trust that person again.
Well, Heather says that friendship is hard. Good friends are hard to find. If they've been friends for 10 years, maybe this is just a blip, not to mention the fact that maybe her, Tiffany, and the guy's name I forget, but maybe that's not part of the equation anymore. Paul, his name was. Maybe Tiffany and Paul were never meant to be, but your friendship with Jamie... Yeah, I don't know. I kind of see Heather's
point. I'm bailing
on
both relationships.
Let's bring in Rob in Concord. Rob, you're on the MRL Morning Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? Love you. Let's see you every morning.
Thank you so much.
You love us even though we're the complaining neighbors about the loud music next door, Rob. That's sweet.
Hey, that's all good. But no, I totally agree with Lauren. I'm sorry. If she was so much a best friend, she would have never done what she did to Tiffany.
Yeah.
Exactly. Point blank, period. You can't have both of them.
And I actually agree with Loren, too, even though me and my best friend stuck it out in that situation, because looking back on it, I was gay, and I didn't really understand that. And so I didn't care when she cheated on me.
I also a little easier for guys to get over stuff like that than, like, I don't know. For me, you guys know me, I just hold on to stuff, and I know that I would never truly be able to trust somebody like that again. And plus, how many best friends do you actually need?
Okay, but take away cheating, but think about all the nonsense that you buried with your besties in the past, and you're still friends with them now, and maybe you're like, you know what, that was a blip. Who cares?
But is that a blip?
I don't know.
That's a big blip.
I am like you, Lauren. You only need, like, I'd rather have 2 quarters than 100 pennies. Like, if you just 100%. Have 2 good friends, it's great.
All right. I thought Heather's comment on Twitter was interesting, where maybe, 10 years of friendship, don't just throw it away over a guy, basically. But
I say chuck them both.
Apparently everybody does. Still to come. More music from the Power 98 studio, and Lorenz got the dirty.
Yep, another one bites the dust in Hollywood. You banging on the wall now?
Hey, guy, we need to get a microphone specifically for the wall so that every time
you can hear.
And they do a mix. My wife tells me, because she listens to Power, she's like, they do the 8 o'clock free ride. We just need to tap in and do it.
Join them.
Daily free ride. Yeah.
All right.
And comp spins for both of us.
All right. Well, 2 of your favorite artists are breaking up. I'll tell you who it is coming up in the dirty.
Okay.
The Man on the 30 with Lorenz, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right. One of your favorite artists. This couple is breaking up.
I wonder who that is.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah, take some guess. Take a guess.
Well, it's not... What's the big rumor they just had, but it was a publicity stunt? It's not
Blake and Ryan Reynolds.
Think singer.
Oh, singer.
Yes. Think artist.
Who's Mayer dating? Nobody, right?
Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom.
They just got back on. I know. We were excited about that.
What do you got? Who is
Ariana Grande and Mac Miller have called it quits.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's just too much time apart. They're both on the road. They're both doing big things. So.
I wouldn't want to date another celebrity if I was a celebrity.
Yeah.
I follow Ariana Grande. 3 years ago, though. She was posting pictures on social media of Jupiter, saying Jupiter was her favorite planet, and it was so beautiful. And then somebody goes, yo, yeah, well, you should check out Uranus. And...
Oh my gosh.
Why did they do this?
That was a layup.
Uranus is
though.
A beautiful planet too.
Honestly though, that was a layup. She was kind of asking for
I see what you mean. Okay. Yeah.
Shut up, Mania.
Okay, now I got the joke.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm.
By the way, speaking of breakups, Nikki Bella, when she broke up from John Cena, she just put a YouTube video out kind of giving her fans an update. And she's moved into her sister Bree's house, but she's still been spending some nights at her ex's place as well. Mm. So that doesn't look like it was going to be a clean cut. Katy Perry and Taylor Swift have buried the hatchet or not. My sources are telling me that Katy wasn't real happy that Taylor put that apology letter all over social media. They said that she was kind of surprised to see the note plaster all over everything. And, Katy had taken blame for the feud and apologized, said that she wanted to clear the air. So she sent Taylor that olive branch, literally an olive branch.
Oh, so Taylor was the one upset that it got plastered everywhere.
No, Katy was.
Oh, Katy sent it to Taylor. Taylor posted it.
Thank you. Sorry, I was having a hard time
following. Taylor was the one who posted it.
Yeah, well, Taylor is a marketing genius. She posts everything.
Well, it might also mean that Taylor didn't accept the apology, because if there was really a beef and that was Katy's intention was to keep it private, she just went public with it.
Do you think it was backhanded at Taylor Swift?
No, I don't think it was backhanded.
No.
By
the way, Taylor kicked off her tour this week, and she's got snakes everywhere. She makes a reference to Kim Kardashian in her concert, and during Shake It Off, she had Camila Cabello come up on stage and sing with her. Charlie XCX.
Y'all, I've already forgotten the Kim and Taylor Swift feud. Like, that was so long ago.
It was over Kanye.
Yeah, you don't remember that?
That was so long ago. Was it over the photo, the painting?
No, it was over her and Kanye.
The phone call, remember?
Oh, my God. She said that was forever ago, people.
That he had asked, and she said he didn't, and Kim said I have a recording, and it was a whole thing.
Kanye and Taylor had just made up, then Taylor did that whole thing with the recording, and Kim said it wasn't real.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then Kanye put her in a song.
Well, that's what the phone call was about, right?
Yeah.
Nicole?
Who cares? It was about him wanting to sing, I wanted to work on a song with you.
Well, he said, I'm the one who made Taylor famous in his song, and she's in called it a B word, but he said that she knew about the lyrics. Wow. So.
Okay. All right, what's trending? What's hot? What does everyone need to have? What does Loren like?
So Lady Gaga is coming out with a cosmetic line, and I think you guys will be really excited about this. Now, she has put the trademark out for it already. But
Monster cream?
That's cute. I like it. They'll do foundations, eyeliners, eyeshadows, and lipsticks, and, of course, beauty milks. So
beauty milks?
Yes. Oh. So we'll wait and see those coming to a drugstore near you.
Cool. That's
very good. Make sure you're listening. Friday is the big day. Diamond Day. Giving away a diamond from Diamonds Direct every hour. Thanks so much to Diamonds Direct. It's something that's not been done in Charlotte Radio, and we're making history. So join us Friday for Diamond Day, all in honor of Mother's Day.
All right. And up next, we're going to play a game called Kanye or No Way. We had the interns find a bunch of tweets from Kanye. So we got real Kanye tweets and fake Kanye tweets.
Okay.
If you want to play, jump on the phone right now, 704-570-9595. We don't have a prize, but your gift is, you know, being part of the show history.
Yeah.
All right, call now.
Hey, want to get point one?
Make sure you're signing up. If you haven't done so, you sign up right now at kiss951.com to get your name in on our Wake Up and Win contest, where you put your name and tell us the time that you wake up. And we call out your name. You got 15 minutes to call back. And when you call back, you win
$500.
Yep. Hunter, hi.
Hi.
Have you signed up for our Wake Up and Win contest yet?
I have not.
No good. No good.
Oh, my God.
You got it. You can,
like, well, that just means that I can do that when I get off the phone.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's true. I mean, you by not signing up is guaranteeing that you will not win $500.
Oh, well, that's a bummer.
Yeah, think of it like that.
I do text you guys, like, as many times a day as I can for the text to win the $1,000.
That's good.
That's good.
That's really good.
Do that. That doesn't cost anything, and, you know, you're in a lottery to win it, so that's good for you.
All right. Let's play Kanye or No Way.
All right. Let me get you some music for Kanye or No Way. As you know, Kanye West has been in the news lately, and he tweets up a storm, and some of the things he tweets are quite memorable. Like, for instance, one of the things he tweeted, and this is a give me, this is what you're dealing with, Bill Cosby is innocent.
Oh, he tweeted that.
Yes, yeah, he tweeted that. And he got quite the firestorm, Hunter, from a lot of celebrities, female celebrities and musicians who said, you know, come on, 25 women, it's hard to back that up, Kanye.
I think you have, like, over 100 tweets to choose from, because when he came back to Twitter, he just went on a rampage.
Oh my gosh.
All right, here we go. Let's see. Kanye or No Way, Roy, Loren, and Hunter, you will all get to guess. Number one tweet. Is this a real tweet or no way? Take a walk outside. Fresh air is healing. Is that Kanye or No Way?
Kanye?
Okay.
Loren? I say Kanye.
I say No Way.
Oh, the two girls are right. It is Kanye. He tweeted that out on May 5th. Take a walk outside. Fresh air is healing.
That seemed too normal.
Right.
But he likes to go up to his, like, cabin retreat and work on his music. Okay. It's refreshing up there.
Mm. All right, Kanye or No Way. Today I learned that a newly hired designer at the Yeezy team presented work that was not of their own. This person has immediately been let go from the Yeezy brand. Does he put his personal stuff on the street like that, or no way?
No way.
No way.
No way.
That's a tweet. May 4th.
Really?
What?
Yep.
Really?
Today I learned that a newly hired designer at the Yeezy team presented work with that was not their own. The person was immediately let go of the Yeezy brand.
Wow.
Speaking of the Yeezy brand, Kanye or No Way, Hunter, the only shoes that the Pope should wear are Yeezys.
Did Kanye really say that? I'm trying to...
You know, the words, did Kanye really say that?
Say no way.
Comes out a lot. Hunter says no way.
See, I think that's something that Kanye would say, but I haven't seen that tweet, so I'm going to say no way.
For fun, I'm going to say Kanye.
No way. That's the answer. No way. Kanye did not tweet that the Pope's only shoes should be Yeezys, although from what I understand is he's tweeting that right now as we speak.
Yeah. You gave him the idea.
All right, Kanye or No Way, are these real Kanye West tweets or not? We're starting a Yeezy architect firm called Yeezy Home. We're looking for architects and industrial designers who want to make the world look better. Hunter, is that a Yeezy tweet or no?
Yes.
That's a no way.
Kanye architect firm?
No.
Sounds weird, right?
Yeah.
No way.
May 6th.
What?
We're starting a Yeezy architect firm called Yeezy Home.
How many things can I put my hands into?
Yeah, there you have it. Got another one for you. Is this a Maney tweet or a Kanye tweet? Naps are awesome. You know the morning show loves to nap. Naps are awesome. Kanye or no way?
No way.
Kanye.
Kanye.
May 6th, Kanye. Naps are awesome.
Because I sold that one, and I'm like, oh, I agree with you.
Like retweet.
Yeah.
He's funny, isn't he? I love the architect one. Would you let Kanye design your home, Hunter?
Ooh.
What?
Would you let Kanye design your home?
Yeah.
You would.
I would, too.
On his dime.
He dresses Kim, so, I mean.
Yeah, but Kim isn't always dressed the best anymore. But I do think their home is beautiful.
Yeah, definitely.
Where are you right now? Sounds like you're in a big place.
I actually just got to work. I'm a personal trainer, and I just walked in on my client, and I'm like, I'm on the Kiss 95.1 show, and she's looking at me like I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Which gym?
I'm actually in Uptown right now, like in an apartment complex gym.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well, good luck.
Do you do house calls? I need a trainer.
I know.
Yeah.
I do house calls.
Get with your client. Thanks for playing, Hunter. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks.
Don't you always feel like everybody's doing something way more important than us?
Yes.
Yes, I always do. Mm-hmm. This morning we yelled at Power 98 for being too loud. that's our jobs.
Like bad neighbors.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like that. There's police officers driving around right now, firefighters, construction people making the city bigger. Mm-hmm.
Delivery people.
Then there's us playing, I don't know, Camila Cabello.
And Kanye or No Way.
Yeah.
That was a fun game, though.
Thank you.
I like that.
We try to entertain.
Hey, a man drove 40 miles with 3,000 of these in his truck, loose, just running around. 3,000 of these.
Is it alive?
It's alive.
Mm.
And a lot of us, I bet you 10 out of 10 of us would pull over and get the heck out of the car. We'll tell you what that is coming up in less than 10.
Now it's your turn.
Did you guys see this story out of Asheville? No, Roy, we didn't. Well, let me tell you about it.
How you were going.
I thought that was, what do they call that?
Rhetorical question.
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
So this guy was driving something. 3,000 of these things were in his car and loose. What do you think it was?
If you say cockroaches, I'm leaving right now.
Hold on. You said he was driving something. So can I guess on
driving
that?
Driving a truck.
I like the fill in the blank game.
He's driving a truck and 3,000 of these things were loose.
Spiders.
Spiders, they're crawling everywhere. The
cockroaches, I would lose it too.
3,000 spiders because they were living in the truck and, like, you know, eggs on top of eggs. That's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
No, it was 3,000 bees.
He drove the truck?
Yes, he was driving. He had wild mountain bees.
What the heck?
In the back of his truck.
You know what those are?
Mountain bees? I have no clue.
You're from the mountains.
But was this like a beekeeper pickup or where they were moving?
Yeah, he's a beekeeper.
Oh.
Yeah. Before driving back home, he went to go look at a job and then he stopped at a local diner to get some lunch. But he didn't have anywhere to put the bees. So he grabbed them and put them inside the cabin of the truck. When he did that, he didn't notice that he didn't secure it. And so the bees, when he came back out from the restaurant, they were everywhere in the truck.
Now, the thing is,
see you, bye.
He could drive the truck back to the beehive and they'll all just follow.
Right.
I don't think you could probably get in the cab at that point.
Oh, Loren, he got into the cab and he didn't want to kill him because there are $165 per box. So he got back in the truck and he drove and he didn't get stung once.
What?
He did get stung when he was removing the bees from the truck, but it goes to show you, if you leave them alone, they leave you alone.
They just want the honey and whatnot.
Yeah. As long as you don't, like, attack them.
Do you know what happens when one bee flies by my face?
Oh, my God. You immediately swat and try to attack them.
It's a whole thing. Yeah. No, I'm not trying to attack it. I'm just trying to swat it away and run for my life.
But the bee thinks, oh, my God, what is this? Yeah. You know,
I was having a conversation with my neighbor the other day from my driveway down on the street. Mm-hmm. So, like, we were already kind of talking loud and I was like, well, like, yeah, how was your walk? She's like, great. And then all of a sudden, I thought she was waving in a helicopter. She was like this. And I was like, what's up? She's like, a bee.
That's pretty funny. And I remember as a kid, I had a neighbor or a friend that stepped on a bee and got stung. And I remember that traumatized me because I remember as a little kid, every time I went outside in the summertime, because we always were barefoot, I would always be like looking at the ground every step to make sure I wasn't stepping on bees.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people had to pull over to get out of the car because of something. We see stories. Last summer, it was a snake on 485 sticking out of the woman's air conditioning vent.
Roy had an owl in his car.
Oh, yeah.
I did. We were a police cadet. We were driving down the road in a police car. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning, and boom, just this thing flew into the car, flapping its wings. It's going crazy, hitting the windshield, hitting the windows. We slam on the brakes, turn on the lights. So that, because we're stopped in the middle of the car.
I can just imagine the chaos going on.
Oh, my gosh.
What the heck is that?
Yeah, it was crazy. It's flying everywhere. It somehow, in a police car where there's a cage, somehow made it into the back seat. We still don't know how. it was an owl. And so, of course, we call on the radio to get someone out here to help us.
Uh-huh. We need the police out here immediately.
Yeah, we had to call
the police.
We needed the police.
We need backup.
And no one believed us. So, it was, 10 units on the side of the road. You would have thought a major crime broke out in the city. It was, 10 police cars with their lights on.
We gotta get down there to see this. Johnson and Brown have an owl in the back of their car.
Everybody was taking pictures.
Who can believe that?
I mean, the news probably was set up because they thought it was a murder scene.
Why did you have to pull over? What was in your car that made you pull over and get out of the car? A spider? A bee? What was it? 704-570-9595. Let us know. We're going to take your calls right now on the MRL Show.
Kiss 95.1.
Don't forget, tomorrow is Diamond Day Friday. What's that mean for you? Well, it's just a diamond every hour. Something that's never been done in Charlotte radio before, where someone gives away a diamond every hour. We're doing it. The MRL Show. In honor of the great moms out there for Mother's Day. And you can actually head over to kiss951.com right now and sign up to win another diamond.
So there was
thanks to Diamonds Direct.
Thanks
Sorry,
to Diamonds
buddy.
Direct. Yes. So we love those people at Diamonds Direct. There's a story coming out of the Asheville area where a beekeeper got 3,000 bees loose in his pickup truck and he didn't get stung once. He didn't even try to get out of the vehicle. He actually drove the truck all the way back to his home. So we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595. When's the time that you had to get out of the car because something else was in it? Let's bring in Alicia from Salisbury. Alicia, you have something very similar about an owl that we dealt with.
Yes, I was not supposed to be driving. I was 16, and I didn't have my after-9s, and I'm taking my sister's boyfriend home, and it's raining.
Yep.
I go around a curve, and I thought it was a trash bag until I get really close to it, and it flies up and hits my windshield. His foot got stuck in the windshield wiper.
Oof.
So I immediately pull over, and this owl is staring at me like he knows it's my fault.
Yeah, well, they say owls are smart, right? Aren't they the wise animal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I get out the car, and, his eyes will not quit looking at me. He saw everybody in the car laughing because he is, staring me down. We had to call 911, the fire department come out. They didn't have to get him loose. I was so afraid to touch it because I was like, if he stared at me like that, I need to be gone when y'all get him loose. After me.
Yeah. They do stare at you.
Thanks, Alicia. Yeah, and they're big animals.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they do say they're bright, but yet one landed in your car and the other landed in the windshield wiper.
I think he happened to be flying straight, and I think that we happened to be driving, and it matched. Yeah. You know what I mean? Let's bring in Catherine from Charlotte. Catherine, you're on the MRL Morning Show. What happened?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Catherine.
Hey there. Well, actually, this has happened last week, I had my 3 kids in the car and my 2 nephews, and they're all under 10, so it was kind of a zoo, and so I'm already trying to pay attention driving as it is, the best of my abilities, and all of a sudden, the oldest one that's 8, Daniel, he said, there's a spider above your head, and I said, no, really, are you joking, and he's like, no, I'm not, and I look up, and it is a giant spider, to me, it's giant, it was the size of a quarter. But I was like, oh my goodness. And I slowly, pulled over and I feel bad, but I did squish him. I don't go out of my way to squish them, but if it's going to fall on my head. But thank goodness he told me that, or if it had dropped on my head when I was driving, I could have crashed.
But you pulled over and did it.
Oh, I pulled over. Thank goodness, because, you know, if it fell on me, that'd be different, but it wasn't on me yet. But it was huge. And so now I keep saying, Daniel saved the day. That's the same Daniel.
Yeah.
And every all week, he's been beaming and beaming how happy he is. I keep saying, he saved the day.
Aww. He did save the day. Good for him. Good for you, too.
Thanks, Catherine.
Spiders scare me.
Have y'all ever seen that that video? It's like a meme of the person like just literally bails out of the car and the because there was something in the car and the car ends up like flying over into oncoming traffic.
Yep.
And let's bring in Samantha from Concord. Samantha?
Hi.
Hi. You're live with the MRL Morning Show.
It's about a year or two ago, me and my husband were driving down I-85, and we kept hearing this weird noise, like a mewing sound, and it was driving my husband crazy, so we finally pulled over, and we searched all over the car for like 5 or 10 minutes. Finally, he ended up deciding to pop the hood, and we found like a 6-week-old kitten somehow managed to push its way in between the engine.
Oh, it was warm in there.
Really warm when they got driving.
Yeah.
So
what'd
you do with the kitten?
We took it to my mother-in-law, who is absolutely in love with cats. She's like the stereotypical cat lady.
Oh, good. Named her Engine.
Engine, yeah.
Motor.
Okay. She ended up naming her Hemi.
That's good.
Now you're playing along. Thanks, Samantha.
Samantha's like, but we didn't drive a Hemi. Something strange. All right, this
Steven in Spartanburg had to abandon his car for the entire day.
Ooh, did you have to do it in a dramatic way, like Lorenz said, while the vehicle was in motion?
No.
Oh, man.
The story was that I was a kid at the time. My dad had picked up me and my older brother from elementary school. I was only like 7 years old. My older brother was like 9 at the time. Mm-hmm. And we saw a giant wasp going home. So we ended up ditching the car in the middle of the road.
How'd you know the wasp was going home?
I think you meant they were going home. Oh. The wasp is in the car.
Oh, sorry.
The wasp was in the car.
Gotcha. Did you think that too, Roy?
He needed to ride home.
For a split second. Okay. But then I realized he's talking about him.
Okay, all right. I thought maybe there was a way. Like, if they fly in one direction, they're always going home or something.
Right, everybody knows Mr. Carlson has the wasp nest, and it was heading.
It was heading towards him.
Yeah.
Thanks, Stephen. Abandoned the car the whole day for the wasp. Why'd you call the cops, Madison?
Hey, good morning.
Hi.
So this is actually something that happened to my sister. So she was driving down the road late at night, and she saw something down on her, like, screen to her radio, and she turned on the overhead light, and it was a frog that was stuck to the screen, and she freaked out. She kept calling her boyfriend. Her boyfriend didn't answer the phone, so she ended up calling the cops. Hmm. And then the cops came out, and it was like this whole ordeal, but yeah, it was for a little frog that was in her car. It was stuck to the radio screen.
Oh, but the cops handled it.
It's a frog.
Yeah. Thanks, Madison.
You could probably flag somebody down on the road to help you with that one.
Well, some of the frogs are poisonous. You got to be careful.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in, like, the Amazon area. I went to the Museum of Natural History in New York. I found that out.
Sure, yeah.
They have red eyes.
Do they?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, I went to, when I was in D.C., the museum, too, to see all the frogs, and they're itty-bitty.
Mm.
So, like, why don't you just step on them if they're poisonous and they're going to kill you?
I don't know.
Huh.
I think the poison's not for humans. It's for other animals that they eat.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, they could affect you.
You want to take back that stepping on the frog thing? Or
No, I'm sticking by it.
All right. Charlotte's number one.